Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
The Loud Spot podcast uses adult humor and adult language in its broadcast. It may be unsuitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. Also, we are idiots. Please don't take anything we say offensive or to heart.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with my producer, Sam. And I think Don will eventually be back on here, probably in April. I don't know if you saw, I set the meeting up for us. We're going to talk about the music for the tattoo convention coming up in 2025. So, yeah, I sent you an invite.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't accept your invites to anything. That's a bad idea.
So before we start the podcast on our music news and stuff that we don't know what we're talking about half the time, nope. I do have a little announcement. So I had a dream last night that I had hair, and everyone knows I have no.
He is bald as they can be, ladies and gentlemen. Bald.
Well,
his
ears too, apparently.
Yeah, downstairs has more hair than upstairs. So.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
but I found a company called Lord Hair out of the UK. Okay. And they make these very awesome, I guess, wigs, toupees.
Toupees, yeah.
So I went and I met up with a hairstylist today, mm-hmm. and talked to her. And she told me what kind to get. So I went to the Lord Hair website and I purchased a toupee. So
all right.
The only thing I don't like about it is I have to grow the sides of my hair out for it.
They
glue it and they tape it on and all that stuff. So I reached out to Lord Hair today, let them know that I bought their product. They thanked me for doing that. You know, so they have really good reviews, and I'm pretty sure they're based out of the United Kingdom, but I think they have different locations. So if I get this, I won't be wearing a hat anymore. And those little toupees can last quite a while. You just got to keep up with them and then replace them every so often.
Yeah, you have to, but don't you have to like re-glue it and kind of put the little tapes back on and stuff like that?
Yes, there's glue and tape. But if you look at some of these videos, like we don't have any to play, but they got on Facebook, they got like 90,000 views or 90,000 followers, something like that. And they have these reels, and it's just crazy what they can do with these wigs. So I'm excited. Stacia's like, you know what? You've been wanting to do this for a while. Go ahead and buy one. And they're not that expensive. They're really not that expensive.
I can't believe you. Bald is sexy, sir. You should have just kept going.
And you know, it is. And I look good bald also. And I've gotten used to it. But it's going to be shocking to everyone that knows me. They're going to be like, well, dude, what the hell did you just
do? Yeah.
They're going to know. But I don't care. I think it's going to be cool. Women do it all the time. Why can't men?
Yeah. And you know, that's exactly it. Women wear fake hair all the time and are proud of it. They don't care. They're like, no, this is a wig. So yeah. I just hope that you own up to it when people come up to you and like, wait, when did you start having hair? And say, no, man, it's a toupee. It's a wig.
Dude, then if it's good, okay. I will tell them where I got it, who I got it from. And that's I want to, on this podcast, once I get it and it sits, I want to show it off and talk about it as long as I like it. I'm hoping from the reviews, all the reviews are like almost five-star reviews, like not even just from the website, just generally on the internet. They got a bunch of great reviews. Small negative reviews, which makes me feel pretty good about it. It wasn't like a thousand. Like sometimes you see those wigs for like $1,000.
They're not. They're cheap now. You can get them for like $100. Good wig.
I got mine for $299 plus tax. It was like $300 That's a good deal.
Yeah. So I'll order you some from Temu. Temu or however you say it. And we'll see. We'll compare them a little bit. We'll see.
I think it's Temu or Temu, whatever. I don't think they have quite the quality. There'll be like the gold grill I bought from Amazon that I can't even wear it because it sucks.
Yeah. Next, you're going to get he's going to do his chest hair right here. He's going to have like an old 70s and we're going to give him bigger. And then we're going to give him some gold chain and he's just going to live in the 70s again. That's what he's going to do.
And I'm going to get a real gold grill to match my wig and a big chain and a boombox.
That's right. Yep. And he just called Seabass. Just call him Seabass.
I guess I'm allergic to it already. I don't know.
Anyways,
it's exciting news. I'm excited to see how it looks. Hopefully it looks good. As long as it looks good, then I'll be sporting it from now until I feel like I don't want to wear it anymore. But it's cool because you can wash it and style it and do all kinds of stuff. So that's what's neat about it. Okay.
I'm happy for you.
Thanks, man. I'm excited about it and I'm not embarrassed because why should anyone be embarrassed by that? I think it's
whatever. Well, one of your biggest embarrassments for the longest time was your facial hair and the patches because you can't grow all the way. And I still don't understand. Look, it's just sometimes genetics are genetics. Now, however, though, this might change you and your dad's relationship because you guys don't look the same anymore. So Manny, if you're listening, sorry. He said he didn't not want to look like you and he means it. So he's going to have hair.
You know that Bosley treatment's like $10,000, dude.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. I wouldn't do it.
It's not even guaranteed to work.
No, exactly. And then they're just gonna put holes. Well, I don't think they'd put as many holes. Then doesn't the hair come from like your butt or something like that?
I think it comes from the back of your head. I got a buddy who did it like in 2016 or 17, and you look at him now and it's already starting to fall out again. Regular hair, his real hair that he still has starting to fall out, so it's thinning again. So he probably has to do it. And that's just like, just wear a wig, dude.
Yeah, and then you
try to take it off.
Yeah, see, I was under the impression it was butt hair. So who wants butt hair on their head?
I wouldn't.
I got some thick butt hair, folks. thick. I got to shave.
Maybe I'll put your butt hair on my head.
I'm telling you, you would have a like soul glow, luscious, luscious. So, well, let's move on to Limp Bizkit. And their viral sensation. Do we have a video up or no? You didn't.
No, I decided not to do a video because just in case we have time, we're going to play that Tobias video of that. The song. If we have time, if not, we'll skip it.
Okay.
But they have been going viral. They've been slowly going up ever since that PR stunt they did where Fred just came out. In 2021, Lollapalooza, and I'm pretty sure you said that was a PR stunt, like you do, and of course that was, and we came out dressed as a dad, I guess is what you would say, like an old man, you know.
Yeah.
Came out, and they had over 100,000 attendees at Lollapalooza in Argentina just recently, and over 1 million views on their video within 24 hours. I did look at that video, and what's crazy about it is they opened up and closed with the song Break Stuff, which is you normally don't open and close with the same. Unless you think that was done on purpose or do you think it had such a good impact in the beginning? They said, screw it. Let's play it again.
I mean, what's the difference between a DJ playing the same song like five songs later because someone walks up to him and requests a new song. So maybe it was requested by the fan, like you said, the energy from, because that's what I got, the energy. Yeah. And so he's like, let's just do it again. Forget
did you,
it.
Did you watch the video?
Yeah, I watched the video, and dude, I think it's great. First of all, I like that song, Break Stuff. That song makes me want to break stuff. That
yeah, I do too.
So, and we both love Limp Bizkit, and we loved all the little antics that Fred Durst does these days. And it's not cringy. The funny thing is, it would have been cringy back in the day in our early 20s. We would have, look at the cringiness. Now it's just like, cool, because he don't care what people think about
you. You know why? Because they went from getting made fun of almost like a, what's that band that everyone makes fun of? Everyone likes to make fun of.
There's a lot of them. Which one are we talking about?
Oh, my God.
In particular. The Island Boys?
No. Nickelback.
Nickelback.
They went from getting made fun of to like a joke from nu metal. And so Fred is like, screw it, I'm going to do what we want. And now they're not really getting made fun of much anymore. It's like, okay, well, cool, they're back. I think everyone really always liked the same as Nickelback. Everyone likes them.
Right. Likes them.
If you don't like them, you're lying about it because they got good songs.
Right, exactly. And, but if you heard the new Beartooth, someone called it a Nickelbackish type Beartooth or Wage War. Wage War.
Oh, okay. Well, that Beartooth song when he goes, I think I love myself or whatever the hell he says. It's kind of cheesy.
Yeah. Oh well. And you know what?
But I like Beartooth. I'm not clowning on them. The song's kind of cheesy, but it's fine. Whatever.
At the end of the day, they're gonna make the content. We just have to ask ourselves, do we like it, do we not? And when it comes to Fred Durst and the whole Limp Bizkit crew, there's no doubt, there's no underlining. We had this discussion, who the godfathers of nu metal, and they are definitely one of the parents. You know, on each side, we could put Deftones and Limp Bizkit up there because those are the guys that were the pioneers of the music that we enjoyed. Yep. And now we're not going to make fun of them. Nah. Yeah.
Uh-uh. And we could make fun of them back in the heyday, but now it's like, I'm happy that I knew the songs and I'm happy I grew up with them. And really, you know, we sit here and we talk crap about whoever we want to, but who are we to judge? We're not in the bands, you know?
Nope, that's it. I ain't mad at him either.
I'm mad I'm not in the band.
That's right. That's right.
That's what I'm really upset about.
He is, folks. He's really mad, actually. He wishes he was in a band. Oscar and the Birdman's not doing so well.
No. We're not doing that. We got like, you know, one.
You're not doing anything, though.
One monthly listener on.
They're going on a Denny's morning tour. Coffee tour.
Yeah.
Denny's morning coffee tour.
We're going to have everyone order the huevos rancheros while we play muchachos nachos.
That's right.
In the background.
Or you guys should do a late night one and then you order the nacho special, the muchachos nachos.
Ooh,
there we go. Yeah.
They should have that on the menu. Hey, before we get into Guns N' Roses, let's go ahead and play that song Empire by, was it Capstan?
Yep, Capstan. So Capstan's back out, and they're a little heavier. If you know these guys, they're usually a pop punk band. So we hope you guys enjoy it right here on the Loud Spot.
The reflection in the mirror's never been clearer. Contradiction and fiction.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I want to rename that band El Capitan.
El Capitan? El Capitan.
You have to say it like that, El Capitan.
El Capitan from Florida. So, yep. Capstan from Florida, the new song Empire. So,
good song. I like, I never heard of them before. He said they're a pop punk band, and I'm listening. It's like pretty metal-y to me. So
yeah, they usually do a lot of pop punk. I'm gonna adjust my camera here because I don't want people to see my spot that I forgot a spot. So
I was trying to transition into
yeah, I know that was I gave you the look of like that was a horrible transition, yeah, sir.
I was like, good song by El Capitan.
Good song, sir. Yeah, exactly.
See, that was a good transition. Now we're on to Guns N' Roses. Yeah,
that's right. Guns N' Roses.
So I guess they never won like a Grammy Hall of Fame before.
Yeah, they have never been nominated. I don't even think they've been nominated, but I don't know if that's true or not because I didn't read that in the story. But I supposedly, people are not a fan of Mr. Axl Rose, and people are not a fan of his antics. People are not a fan, and they didn't sell enough records. And I thought for sure.
Okay, so here's the deal, though, with it. They kind of got... I read the article, and it seems like they came out with their Welcome to the Jungle July 21st, 1987.
Right. And that it has to be 25 years before you can
before be nominated. Even nominated, though, for a Grammy. They could have been nominated for a Grammy then, but right. They have to have so many songs sold. Now, they held the Grammys September 30th of that same year, so only a couple months had gone by. Right. And for the first few months, they sold out at 250,000 sales. I don't know if that's album sales or if that's financial sales. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
But MTV refused to play Welcome to the Jungle because their sales weren't good enough. Nope. Well, their tour manager was like, hey, you know what? Let's stop this tour. Let's just work on a new album. We'll get something else out there that'll sell better.
Wait. Tour manager? You mean their regular manager?
Their manager.
Their day to day. No. Yeah. Let's clarify this. Tour managers, they handle the tour, the being at a place every time, stuff like that. When you see me out with the band, I'm tour managing. Yeah. I'm not even. And then you have your day to day manager. They're the ones plugging away and stuff like. And then you have your booking agent, which is also called managers a lot of times. They're the ones handling and booking the tours and negotiating contracts. So all right, there we go.
Their GM, their general manager.
No, day to day. Day to day is the slang.
Day to day manager. That's right. Suggested they stop touring, work on a new album, and I guess Guns N' Roses like, let's make one last plea to MTV to play our music video. And MTV agreed to play it, but they played it on a Sunday at 5 a.m. where nobody is watching MTV. Well, apparently that was their ticket to making this album. What was the album called? It was called Appetite for Destruction.
Appetite for Destruction. The first one.
Yeah. There's two.
Yeah, Appetite for Destruction, too.
To be honest, I didn't even know GNR stood for Guns N' Roses at one point.
That's right. I remember that. Well, when Tiffany was making the itinerary, she goes, should I put GNR? And I was like, Sebastian won't know it, remember? And she goes, no, that's why I'm going to put GNR. He'll look at it and go, who's GNR?
I know now because I got made fun of for it horribly.
No, by Don. Yeah, Don.
Everybody. Yep. Come on, man. I wasn't a huge... At 1987, I was like 5, and my parents listened to salsa music and Smooth Operator.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And you know what? Real quick on Smooth Operator, coast to coast, into Chicago. Chicago's not on the coast.
No. Coast to coast, L.A. to Chicago.
That's what I'm saying.
West L.A.
Western Way, isn't it?
I don't know.
LA to Chicago would be Eastern Way.
Was that Chaka Khan or something like that?
Who wrote
or?
Those lyrics? I got to write them a letter. I'm offended. It's 2024. I'm offended. Rewrite the whole entire
Chicago song. Chicago is not all the way to the coast. New York would be. That would make sense. Boston, Miami, we'll give you those.
And is it LA way or is it Western way? Because then you'd be going from Chicago to LA if you're going Western way. You wouldn't be anyway.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
This is what happens. He had mushrooms, folks. Yeah, he's got he had mushrooms tonight. He's tripping balls right now. If you're listening, just kidding.
So yeah, I don't do that.
I know. We're just joking though.
But none of their songs have ever been nominated. Welcome to the Jungle, Sweet Child of Mine, and Paradise City, which I could have sworn was AC/DC, but apparently it's Guns N' Roses.
This has come from the same guy that didn't know what GNR. City
where the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. I don't know where you got. I don't know where you got AC/DC on that, because that guy, and then he wears his little blinker cap on.
All that late 80s music sounds the same to me. Yeah. It could have been rap for all I know. It sounds to me, it all sounds the exact same. Anyways, so now they're getting nominated for the Grammy Hall of Fame this year. So that, and I think they're up to win it also. I don't think they're, I think they're going to win.
I think they should win it. I mean, who else is
this, man? Come on.
Yeah. I mean, give Axl Rose something, because his performances are not very good. His weight's big. I mean, he's bigger than me. And so
he's 40 years older now.
Yeah, and so am I. So how about that? Yeah, so exactly. Take care of yourself, Mr. Rose. Yeah, exactly. You too. So, yeah, unfortunately, we'll see this year's Grammys. Grammys just passed in February, so it'll be the next one coming out. So
has Eminem ever won a Grammy?
I think so. I think he has one. But if not, maybe this new album that he's got coming out. So on the Kimmel late night with Jamie Kimmel, Kimmel.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel. Are you having a hard time figuring out which Jimmy it is?
No, you said Jimmy O'Fallon. Hold on. You just said Jimmy Kimmel, and then you just said Jimmy O'Fallon.
Kimmel.
Jimmy Fallon. But it should be Jimmy O'Fallon. That'd be better.
Isn't it Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy O'Fallon. He could be Irish or Scottish. I don't know.
He could be. But Dr. Dre was on. Yeah. Dr. Dre was on dropping some who's releasing what. So we got a new upcoming Eminem album that's in the works. And we also have the new saga of Snoop Dogg and his new albums, and Snoop's been due for an album too. So outside of, like, I think his last one was that reggae album, Snoop Lion and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it wasn't great.
Isn't that what Bob Marley, like went to his spirit and, like, you know, possessed him or and all that weird. Rich people do some weird things, man. That's right. That's one thing that rich people and homeless people have in common.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all do some weird things because y'all do drugs.
Yeah, drugs. That's it. They experiment with a lot of drugs, and sometimes it's good, and sometimes it's bad. So kids, the thing is, don't experiment with drugs. Moderation, my friends, is the key to lifelong happiness.
Do you think Eminem's new album is going to be as successful as it? I don't think it will. His audience now is not my daughter's age. They're not the high school age. They're in their 40s, right? Would be his main. And they're just not listening, or they don't have the anger that they did when they were teenagers anymore. Eminem may not either, obviously. He's like, But is he going to speak to, like, us, or is he still speaking to high schoolers?
Right. So I hope, this is just my interpretation and my wish and my hope, is that we still get the Eminem of old, the angry, the creative with the lyrics and you know, sexual innuendos and drug and stuff like that. Even though the reason why we haven't seen M on the road is due to the fact is he has a severe pill problem, and he knows if he goes back out on the road, he'll start. Yeah, it's still. Once you're an addict, you're an addict, man. True. I mean, that's okay. You know, I'm trying to actually quit smoking, and I can tell you one of the big number one things is a drink in my hand. I want a cigarette. So, yeah. You know, same thing with him. He knows when he goes, starts touring and starts feeling that lifestyle again, he wants to get high. So that's the reason why. Yeah.
Trigger, right?
So that's the reason why he hasn't toured a lot. So I'm hoping with this new album that we get an old M, maybe probably not so much drugs, maybe talking about more of, you know, Geritol medication and Ben Gay on the elbow and
get your prostate examined.
Yeah, stretching before exercising and all that. I don't know. I hope it's just good. At the end of the day, we're not going to make it. So I hope that whatever it is, it comes out great. And he's teaming up with Dr. Dre. So we know we're going to have some good beats and some good hooks in there and stuff like that. So
the last couple songs that came out with Rap God and Berserk. I didn't care for those. It was a different style. It's fine. It was good still. I still liked it, but I didn't enjoy it as much as I did his older albums back in like the early 2000s. I thought those were better.
The Marshall Mathers MP, LP and all that kind of stuff. Hi, My Name Is and all those kind of things.
Trailer Park Girls Go Around the Outside. Around the Outside. Right. I related to that. I knew people that lived in trailer parks. So I was like, yeah.
No, you were one of the trailer park girls. Don't lie. Going around the outside. That's right.
That's right. That's really why I'm getting a wig.
That's it. Being a trailer park girl. That's it. So we're going to see him with a long wig, folks, and then maybe fake boobies later on. We don't know. He's going to Marilyn.
He's going to what?
And it doesn't matter. We messed up that joke.
He's like Marilyn Manson.
Well, I said you're
on stage with him before.
I know. I'm just saying you're going to get fake boobs like Marilyn Manson did.
Oh.
Remember that dope show time frame where he was? So, but yes. So Pearl Jam has a new jam out. I'm not too much of a fan of it. I'm going to be real with you guys. It's not the Pearl Jam of old. So I can honestly tell you that I'm not a big fan of it. I just heard it again twice today on the radio and I'm glad that they're making more music. Okay. Just like any of us old 90s grunge rock, that kind of stuff like that. But I can tell you, it just doesn't have, due to the fact is, it doesn't have the old ambiance of the grunge that we're used to, like Jeremy. I forget the name of that song. I was gonna say
it's one of those ones where he mumbles like that.
Exactly.
Is he still mumbling his new song?
No, that's what's throwing me off. I think, but I'm glad to see that they're releasing new music. We'll see. Maybe this is just the start of something and we'll have better songs later on down the road. But I don't know. I don't know what to say because I'm not working their camp. So
I haven't heard the new song, but I don't listen to terrestrial radio either.
Right.
So it might be like on the FM and I don't.
You could Google it, sir. You could.
No, I know. I could. Yeah, I could. I could Google it.
We will have it next week. It will be in our thing.
Talk because, about it. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we're going to have that in the new Wage War or Beartooth. I can't remember. The one that sounds like Nickelback-ish. So a lot of people are giving it hate and giving it a very Nickelback. They said it's Nickelback-ish type, you know, song. So we'll see.
Haters don't hate.
That's
you're gonna
it.
Hate no matter when you come up with something, whether it doesn't have, as long as it has like that popularity sound to it, people are gonna hate because especially like Beartooth, they're known as kind of a harder, right? You're talking about the Beartooth, the new Beartooth song. They're known to be a harder band, but then with this new song, I think I might love myself, whatever he says. That's kind of very okay, dude. Come on, come with something less generic to me. That's like when Five Finger Death Punch comes out with a song that's very, to me, generic. Beartooth came out with a generic, their own generic kind of version. I think they're better than that. I personally think they are, but maybe they're drawing more of an audience. He's making more money because of it, so why am I going to hate on him?
No, and that's it. At the end of the day, you guys can hate all you want to. Either you take it or you don't take it. Good example, we've said this time and time again. Sebastian, there's certain styles of music Sebastian doesn't like. There's certain styles of music that I don't like. Deathcore, for example, I'm not a big fan of deathcore, but I would never hate on deathcore bands. I just say, what's my favorite phrase I love to say? It's not
gay.
You're You're supposed to finish that. Yeah. It's not for me. That's what I say. It's not for me.
That's what you always say.
I don't remember the last time I said it's not, I'm gay or whatever you said. No, I didn't say that. That's your phrase, sir. That is my phrase.
Yeah. And Sam says it's not for me a lot. And that's just the way it is. Me, I think I have a more wide variety taste of music where I can listen to a little bit of anything. If I like it, I'll jam it. Like, you know, that's me, but country. You do have it. I'll listen to country. I'll listen to hip hop. I'll listen to punk. I'll listen to metal. I'll listen to some weird.
I listen to those things too. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I'll listen to Southern blues with some banjos and some harmonicas in it. Like
I listen to those too.
Yeah, but I like more of a variety.
Yeah, sir. First of all, don't throw out that I'm better than you in my music taste. No, you tend to like the stuff that I don't see. I don't see a profit as far as managing and stuff. That's the difference. But I will listen to it. Like, there's tons of music, bluegrass and Zydeco. I love that when I'm visiting that neck of the woods. If I'm down in New Orleans, I love Zydeco music.
But it fits the environment.
That's it. I'm going to go eat some crawfish. I'm going to go have some gumbo, you know, that kind of thing.
Red beans and dirty rice or whatever it is.
No, that's Miami. That's fumunga and all that kind of stuff. What? Yeah.
No, Cuban it's not food. Dirty rice. Yeah. It's not like dirty rice. It's not like it's Louisiana.
Well, I think Popeye's made it famous, but dirty rice also is on the Cuban and Cuban side of that.
You know what? Before we play this next song, you know what I realized? I went to Popeye's today for lunch. Mm-hmm. And I ordered a 5-piece chicken strip meal. Mm-hmm. It was like $20. And I'm like, what? Yeah. And you know what the lady said? She goes, it's a truck stop. Because I live near the truck stop. So I went to the truck stop.
You went to the TA. You went to that TA.
And I said, they charge more at truck stops. But my kids ordered McDonald's. So I got McDonald's and I went to Popeye's and got me and my other daughter's food from Popeye's. But the youngest one, her friend, wanted McDonald's. But McDonald's, their prices weren't upcharged.
Yeah, they're upcharged versus a normal McDonald's.
Really?
About 90 cents. So maybe you didn't notice that. Whereas Popeye's is about $2 difference.
Maybe that's
it's about a $2 or $3. So
why?
Yes, folks.
Why? Because they can.
Because they want to charge us truck drivers more for convenience, and they know they can charge it because we have limited choices because we're in a big truck. Versus a car. This is what I told you about, Sebastian.
That's messed up, bro. That is messed up.
You want a 24 pack of water? $8. How much is a 24 pack of water at Walmart? $3.
For like the cheap, great value?
Yeah, like the cheap, great value.
But you know what? It is a great value.
Yeah, it is a great value. It's just recycled water. All right, let's get on to our new song. We have Escape the Fate featuring Burt McCracken of The Used called Dearly Departed. We're playing it right here on the Loud Spot.
In a world where shadows creep and crawl, a demon sings a song, a tale of love in the realm of the deceased. Where two souls live and spirits glide, where the dead's supposed to lie. A story where the living and the departed unite. She waited this whole time, with a ring of shattered tin fingers meant to be a blind. Where the shadows dance and the whispers sing. A joyful day had become gloom, a bride bewitched her groom, until the chandelier rained on the altar, ripping these lovers to be, and the crowd screams. From the poor groom, a soul is snared, bound by vows in worlds unshared. But he couldn't take it anymore, the curtain's drawn, here is the harrowing encore. Shadows dance and whispers sing. I'll never stop
two lost souls have found their peace. Only then will this melody cease.
It's nice to see Bert back doing some stuff. I they came out with an album not so long ago. Anyways, good to see him doing some music. I could tell it was him too. You're muted, Sam. Just FYI. All right. Okay. Going back to the Great Value water. One time I had two water bottles with me. Okay, and one was Great Value from Walmart, and the other one was from Albertsons. I believe it was Albertsons, called Best Choice. And all I said, you know,
yeah, it's Sam's Club. That's Sam's Club.
No, Sam's Club is Sam's Choice.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
So
I should know that, right?
So yeah, you're Sam. Come on, man. Yeah. So
it's my choice.
So I sat there and I said, "This water is a great value, but you know it's not the best choice."
Oh, so, ba-dum-bum. He's here.
I'm here all night, folks.
That's right. He's here all night. Try the veal.
You know what's not a great value? I don't think it is. Maybe to one particular fan, it is, but. Mm-hmm. Tobias from the band Ghost sold an album he had made.
Yes.
It was on a CD that just had written marker on it, the name of it, which is called Passiflora, I believe, sold for $5,434 had to have been a super fan. That has to be the most expensive CD. Probably the Burnt only CD sold. Yeah, the Burnt CD.
Burnt CD.
I don't know about ever, but God, I mean, I'm probably not forever because I'm sure there's signed autographs from whoever. But that's not a great value to me. Maybe to that person it's a great value, but he's never going to be able to resell that for. And he has to want it for himself just for keepsake.
All right. So I can tell you, to support the local artists, we'll use our example here in Las Vegas. Tiffany and I have wanted to support the local artists here in Las Vegas. But unfortunately, the local artists usually have a local price that is very high versus like manufactured stuff that you buy at like Ross, right? And I'm talking about like thousands of dollars more. Now, let's take in the fact that Tobias recorded this album. It's never been released. It's never seen mass production. It's never seen Spotify. It's never seen anything like that. One of a kind. And it was before he created Ghost, if I'm not mistaken. So, or started to sing for Ghost. I don't know if he's the second one or I forget how many.
There's a weird story behind it. Yeah.
So, you may think it's a lot of money, but me, I would look at it as that's a one of a kind and I got it. No one else got it. So remember when we were doing these NFTs and one of a kinds kind of things, but that was with digital artists and you and I were like, we'll just snapshot or screenshot it. And the boom, now we got it too. Well, then they can't do this with this album. So
I don't know because, okay, think about this. The guy who recorded it in the studio, was recorded 2008. Okay.
Yeah.
He might have that album somewhere. It's like, okay, Papa Roach, for instance.
Okay. He might have it if he has an Apple computer. If he doesn't, if he had Windows, he's probably onto a new computer. So let's face it.
But if you're a sound engineer in a recording studio, you might keep data of everything that you record, maybe after so many years, you
get only up to about 2 years, and they usually will empty out files and stuff like that and get rid of them. So,
but there's a chance it's out there somewhere still.
Yes, but as a recording engineer or a producer or anyone that runs a studio, you are not authorized. You can be taken to court if you release that music or you leak that music to the public without the consent of the person that recorded whose voice and stuff like that. Because you pay an engineer, you pay a producer. Now, I see that look on your face. You're like, I shouldn't run a recording studio because you would leak that stuff in a heartbeat.
What I'm saying is, what's to say that guy isn't going to burn a copy of the CD himself, place it on the floor somewhere in the middle of some like rock festival and put Tobias's first album, Passiflora, on it and just leave it there. He doesn't know who took it. it can't really be traced back to him. He can be like, I don't know who did that. That's weird.
He's not allowed to burn that. That's why. At the end of the day,
he's not go back to him if he's the only one with the copy.
That's right. Exactly. Sebastian, you can't murder somebody and be the only person that person contacted and try to still get away with it.
Do we have time to play maybe a minute of this song? Yeah.
Let's take a look, guys. Yeah, let's take a look at this. Is Tobias's first song. This is the last one. It's golden. Sebastian loves the song. Here we go.
It's a hold. Okay.
Don't wanna fall in love. Unless you're coming on your own, there is more than you to lose. Don't fake the trembling of your feet if your intentions are deceived. Unless you're coming on your own, girl, he doesn't even wanna know who you are. Don't go knocking the door to the house of the fashion. Unless you're coming.
Right, that's putting me to sleep. That's putting me to sleep. I'm sorry.
I like it. But you know, like I said, we didn't get a chance to talk about it last week like I wanted to, but it reminds me of, and you were like, what are you going to say? And I'm telling you, it's the Beach Boys meets the Beatles in a luau in Hawaii.
In a luau. Yeah, it's very surf, dream pop. You know, it reminds me of Chris. I don't want to fall in love. Because he has that beat. It has that beat to it. And it's definitely different than what. Though. Yeah, exactly. I know. Either that or there's something on your chair.
That was like waves in Hawaii.
Yeah, you were trying to luau that stuff. Yeah.
I don't know.
So, you know, it's definitely different. I wouldn't have purchased it, but to the owner that owns that one original album, and it's that kind of style, we can honestly say there's a good chance where if they decide to sell it, someone's going to buy it for probably, you know, $7,000 or $8,000. So
it depends on when you sell it. You got to sell it at the right time, like the Teletubbies, the TY Beanie Babies. They're not worth what they were. You got to do it at the right time to do it.
I know. Sebastian's been collecting for all those years, and then he goes to sell, and the Beanie Babies aren't worth nothing. So
I got two new Pez. I got one. I got an Elvis. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I bought it from an app called Whatnot, where you could buy it. It was like $12. No. Yeah,
You already ate all the Pez candy, though, didn't you?
I don't open them up. I save them in the tins. But I do it for me. I don't do it to resell it later. I do it just so I can, for my own personal collection. I think it's
cool. A lot of times you open them up and eat the candy out of them and then put the Pez up there. If you open it up all the way.
No, that's only if I buy it like a one.
Individual.
But ones in the tins, I never open those up.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah, that's so. Go, guys, if you ever want to get him anything useless, he loves Pez and he loves just weird Pez. He's got The Office. He's got Game of Thrones. He's got all Harry Potter. But you don't have all Harry Potter. So the weirder, the better.
What I got here. I got Batman, Star Wars, Game of Thrones, another Star Wars, Kiss, The Office, Stranger Things, Jurassic World. I got a Disney collection with Mickey Mouse, and now I have the Elvis collection. So.
And all I got to say to Sebastian's daughter is stand by, because when he dies, you're going to have to deal with all these Pez things. And like the girl that collects Coca-Cola. So, yeah, it's going to be funny. So let's get to our last song real quick.
Yep.
We have one more song by the band Set It Off. I introduced you to Set It Off not too long ago, and they got another one called Fake Ass Friends right here on the Loud Spot.
You're turning in to who you wanna be tonight. You carry big opinions you don't even like. Chameleon, you're switching up to save your life. I said, ooh, you put a foot on my car for a foot in the dark. Found out that you kicked me down to the rush to climb to the top. So now, show them what they
Dude, we totally need to do. You should start doing the winner of what we pick as the best song of the evening. We should do that.
Well, I mean, but it's interpretive. So you might.
Well, I can interpret it my way.
You're right. This is how Sebastian works. It's his show. Suck it up, Buttercup. Here's the thing about that. I always try to save the best song for last. Or I start off the show, depending on what mood I get Sebastian. If he's down for the day, I want to start it off first. I need to put him in a mood because it's either that or alcohol will put him into the happy mood.
You know what my music style tastes is, and what you can probably pick out which song I'm going to prefer out of the three songs already. And of course, I would pick that song right there for tonight. I thought that was fantastic. In fact, I even wrote on a little private chat over here. I wrote dope.
Yep.
It was dope, dude. This is my California dope, dude.
That's right. Well, that has a whole different meaning in some people. That's it. So let's get on to our last topic of discussion. And I just deleted real quick. Sebastian likes to print his out, but I'm eco-friendly. So let's talk about some 41s.
You're saying I hate the environment?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I use my phone. I use my phone because I made the itinerary, so I could just bring it up. Problem is I need to reset my... All right, so Sum 41, Derek Whibley, released his memoir called Walking Disaster, My Life Through Heaven and Hell. And I'm just going to say that, really, how bad was your life, Canadian, eh? Pre Avril Lavigne or after Avril Lavigne, which one was heaven and which one was hell? And of course, you guys know that Sum 41, this is their last year. I think maybe last year might've been their last year.
I thought they were already done by now. I thought they did the last touring thing they were calling it quits.
Yeah. So I think it's this year or it was last year, you know, before 2023. So I can honestly say, when you don't release new music and new music doesn't catch it, I know it's a downer, but you got to keep pushing through. But I see where it might be financially hard to continue on. So, and then who are I to say, like, we're doing this on a shoestring budget. So we know that, we know that we can keep doing this as long as we still enjoy doing this, but there might come a day where we might not do it. And Sebastian's like, I quit, Sam. And I'm like, dude, you're the one that brought me into this. You can't do that. And the, or I might say I quit. Actually, I do say I quit a lot, but you never,
I think you and I both quit the show. Multiple times the last 3 years.
Yeah, so many
but then
times.
None of us ever actually quit. You know,
it gets
imagine being in a band where you got to deal with management, other members of the band, everyone's drama, their kids, families,
investors, record labels, touring, all those kind of things. So yeah, they add up to the point where you don't want to do it anymore. You just want to chill at home and fish or something like that. I don't know.
And that's what's good about you and I is we can do this. On the bare bones of this podcast is just myself and Sam.
That's just it.
So
that's it.
Whether we have other co-hosts on, guests on, like now we have no musical guest on.
No co-host.
We struggled with the idea for a while of not having any guests on, and we still are going to have guests on.
Yeah,
we didn't have any tonight.
Yeah, so April onward, guys, you're going to see more guests coming back on and stuff like that. We took a little bit of hiatus. That way there, Sebastian can get his creativity. We can work on a couple more things. But we're going to have a music guest coming back on, such as probably bands like Mest, one of Sebastian's favorite bands that he introduced. Yeah, we'll see. So, but it's going to take a little bit of time to put them back on because there's so many bands that want to be on. But we, I can only have Sebastian interview bands for so long before he's like, when did your band start? And, what year, do you guys tour?
Yeah, there's only so many questions you can ask, especially some of these bands that we have on that you can't really Google them too much.
Yeah.
That's why we started doing the 15-minute interviews with our regular podcast. It just made it more enjoyable to just sit here and talk with our friends and do stuff like that.
Sebastian said, I want it to be about me and my comedy and my my zingers and my punchlines. I'm like, all right, fine, whatever, dude. And, you know, so that's the way it is. I got to do it as a producer. I just got to listen to him and because it's his show.
Sometimes I wish I was funnier. Like I go back and I'm like, that was not funny.
Yeah, I know. But there's times that it's funny and we didn't even realize until we start cutting it up. We're like, oh, that was pretty funny. That was a good segue.
It's because we don't mean it to be funny sometimes.
No.
We just say things.
We're idiots, folks. And if you listen to us and you get your, we're going to remind everyone, if you get your news from us, you need to really rethink your life because we are idiots and we do not do any research. We read a headline and then we just go from there. We don't even read the story. That's about the truth. Actually, we breeze through the story real quick and it's usually coming from a third party. We don't do any investigation and, our taste in music is our taste in music. It may not be your taste, but if there is something that you're interested in, guys, feel free to email us at theloudspot@gmail.com. Also, too, we have the new 2025 Oklahoma City Tattoo Convention coming up. So if you're interested in being a part of it, whether you're a vendor or whether you're a tattoo artist.
Or a musician.
No, that was my department, sir. I was trying to help you get some vendors.
Hit Sam up for that. You know, I do want to say I feel bad for some of the people who enjoy the content, but they hate the music. They just like fast forward.
Exactly.
Skip 30 seconds.
Take a break from us. Trust me. We take if you what you guys don't see is us behind the scenes running off to smoke cigarettes and go to the yeah, so.
Which we do. And we are working on sponsors.
Yes.
Currently we're not some sponsors, so we'll have some updates for that. If you also want to sponsor the show, please feel free to hit us up. We don't talk about that enough on the show because normally we kind of run out of time. We overdo it. Tonight we're not overdoing it.
Yeah,
we have time to talk about that for a little bit. So, yeah, if you want to sponsor us, we would love that. Hit us up and give us money.
And we that's how Sebastian looks at it. But however, though, we are branched out to 5 different digital radio stations. We are our video is on YouTube and our audio is all over the internet. Through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all these places where you listen to podcasts. So you have a lot of opportunity to reach a wide fan base outside of just the YouTube video. So, you know, hit us up.
I got a new browser on this computer just to Google the Loud Spot on something brand new. And I just typed in the Loud Spot to see what would pop up. And literally, there's pages of the Loud
Spot. Three pages.
There's pages of stuff that I didn't like. There's apps and stuff I did not even know we were on.
Yeah, I mean, Sebastian's feet pics is out there. It's amazing. Yeah, and then when he had hair in his early teens, it's there.
When I have hair again,
that's right.
Lord, hair.
That's right. All right, that's gonna do it for us.
Yep. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment. Even though that doesn't really work when I say at the end of the show, it's fine. It is what it is. Yeah. That's all the time we got. Thank you, Sam. Fun show. Thank you to all our listeners, and hopefully we have merch soon. Peace out. Rock on. Much love.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action? No. Is this my thoughts with distraction? No. Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian? Yes. Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again? Yes. Does everything that's good really have to end? Yes. A pimp host has a pimp show, so to get more episodes, make an order. This is over.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.